Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN News is on the air.
WGN Radio is the sound of Chicago.
You are listening to station WGN.
The WGN Radio Walk of Fame. It's the place that we honor the extraordinary talent that made us who and what we are.
We'd like you to meet Bob Collins.
This is Orion Samuelson welcoming you.
Kathy and Judy.
Good evening. This is Milton Rosenberg.
Welcome to the 2018 WGN Radio Walk of Fame induction ceremonies. Sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Now, one last time from our Tribune Tower home. Here are your hosts, Bill F. and Wendy Snyder.
You say kind words to everybody and they go nuts. Yeah.
Good to see you. This is a beautiful day. And these are our five really amazing inductees into our WGN Radio Walk of Fame. And it's hard to believe that we're here for our fifth straight year. The joy that this day has become has really turned into an alumni day. You look around and you see so many familiar faces, people who walked our hallways, people who have inspired us in many ways, and family. Thank you all for being here. Because, again, even more than ever, this has become a 24/7 business. And it doesn't happen without the support of the people who love us the most. Our gratitude today probably starts with someone who got this germ of an idea all in his head, honoring the past, the present, and looking to the future. That's my wingman, Jimmy DeCastro, over there. Thank you very much, Jimmy, for making this day possible, and thank you to Larry Wirt for giving us the resources to make these plaques, to continue this effort of making sound come from these speakers across the globe now. Since we gathered last year, we had to say goodbye to a few of our legends. Flying Officer Mike Mathis, the brilliant host of Extension 720, Milt Rosenberg. And, of course, our longtime Director of Engineering, Jim Carullo. And we won't remember them with a moment of silence. As the protector of our sound, it would have made JC a little crazy, I think. But we love them, and we miss them dearly. Now, Walk of Fame is, of course, sort of tricky business. There's a subtext of some sort of loftiness in that name. I know there's a moment every year where each inductee does the Wayne and Garth thing. We're not worthy. When I make them, one of the greatest joys of this thing truly is to make these phone calls or to sit with someone and say, you made an impact on people's lives. And again, because this is a family operation in crossing the lines at WGN, you know that you're there to collaborate. And so, you know, you look at the people that helped you learn or helped you get better the next day, and these are some of the best in that category. Our three consonants, WGN, while there is greatest in there, it does not assume greatness. They offer the opportunity to be a part of something greater than ourselves. And most of that starts and ends with those of you out there listening. We're a community, friends and neighbors, engaged in the original social media, the age-old art of being together. The way we do that has changed. We gather around the radio via mobile devices, smart speakers, Bluetooth earbuds, and Instagram stories. This new audience has charted a new path that isn't on the AM band. One with immense choices that puts voices in your head in a way that places your radio family on the train in the seat next to you. And what's pretty amazing about that is in April, we hit the 100 million mark on our audio stream. 94 years later, we're still inventing the future of radio. So let's get the party started. It's about time. They always say, well, you say a few words, and they're never a few. So I apologize for that. We're about to dive into a summer full of adventures that includes your chance to win a 2018 Centennial
Edition Silverado. This day is brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers. Steve Cochran will tell you how to win that truck, and it's pretty amazing. It's in the Tribune lot right now. He'll tell you all about it Monday morning at 7:20. A year from now, these plaques, the five new ones here and the 40 that are in the stone here outside the tower, will be moved to a new prominent home in Chicago. So stay tuned for details on that. But right now, let's raise a glass to the class of 2018, the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. Your hosts are Wendy Snyder and Bill Leff.
Thank you. Todd Manley, everybody. How about a hat for Todd Manley? Thank you, Todd. We are gathered together in the shadow of this beautiful Tribune Tower and its Gothic architecture, pleased to celebrate the talented five individuals on the stage who represent our fifth class in the WGN Walk of Fame. This year's five inductees are the last class to be honored here at the Tribune Tower.
Now, WGN Radio has called this building home for nearly six decades, over two periods of time. The first began in 1935 and lasted just over a quarter of a century, and our second, 32 years, from 1986 to today. Now, as we forge into our future, we'll forever embrace our past and look back fondly at our years spent at 435 North Michigan Avenue. We'd like to take a moment to acknowledge some individuals who are celebrating today's honorees. Larry Wirtz is here, president of broadcast media for Tribune Media Company. Paul Rennie, president and general manager of WGN-TV and radio. Jimmy DeCastro, former WGN radio president and general manager, and the idea maker for this Walk of Fame. And our partners, the Chicago Blackhawks. John McDonough, president and CEO. I saw him. Jay Blunk, executive vice president. Pete Hassan, vice president of marketing. And Brian Howe, senior manager events marketing. Of course, we would also like to thank our partners, the Chicago White Sox. Go Sox. Jerry Reinsdorf, chairman. Brooks Boyer, senior vice president of sales and marketing. Bob Grimm is here, senior director of business development and broadcasting. And George McDaniel, senior director of corporate partnerships and sales development. Also, our partners, Northwestern University. Jim Phillips, vice president for athletics and recreation. And Mike Poliski, deputy director of athletics. Tom Waddle, former Chicago Bears and longtime partner of David Kaplan on Sports Central. If I only knew who David Kaplan was. Joey Meyer, WGN radio basketball analyst. ESPN 1000 personality Mark Silverman. Bill Wennington, former Chicago Bulls and broadcast partner with Chuck Swirsky. Michael Reinsdorf, president and COO of the Chicago Bulls. Hub Arkish, executive editor of Pro Football Weekly and former WGN Radio Bears analyst. Mike DeMaio and Ellie Hillstrom of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevrolet dealers. And Steve Shapiro of Apt Electronics.
Is there anyone here that Wendy did not mention?
Oh, just wait. It's your turn now.
All right. Also, a quick hello to past Walk of Famers, several of whom are at our ceremony. They include the one and only Orion Samuelson, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! Dean Richards, Dan Fabian, Mr. Cat, Dave Ennett, Judy Pilak, Steve Bertrand, Marilyn Miller, Lyle Dean, Ann Maxfield, and representing the great Bob Collins, his wife Christine Collins. Finally, a very special thanks to all of you, our listeners, for tuning in to our conversations. That is what matters to us the most. Head over to WGNradio.com, where we'll be posting photographs of today's ceremony. You can also tweet your congratulations or share your memories of the Walk of Famers with the hashtag WGNLegends.
Now, today we will acknowledge the achievements of two prominent Chicago sports personalities, a personable weatherman, an announcer from the golden days of radio, and a trusted voice in morning drive for over two decades. Please join us in welcoming your 2018 WGN Radio Walk of Fame inductees, Representing Pierre Andre, former WGN Radio News Director Bob Manowith, David Kaplan, Chuck Swirsky, Roger Treemstra, and Mary Vandeveld. What a class, Bill.
What a class, Wendy. Here's the plan, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, and then we will get to know these five people a little bit better. Stick around. A lot more ahead on the WGN Walk of Fame broadcast.
Honoring our legends, you're listening to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame induction ceremony, sponsored by our longtime friends, ChevyDriveChicago.com. Here's Bill and Wendy on 720 WGN.
There they are behind me, the 2018 class for the WGN Walk of Fame. The winner today will go on to play Villanova. Let's get started with our first inductee, Mr. Chuck Swirsky. The Swirsk has left an indelible mark across Chicago sports and its teams. Here at WGN Radio, he called play-by-play for DePaul University basketball and hosted Sports Central, a nightly sports show that went on to become Chicago's longest-running sports talk show.
Chuck Swirsky. It's a pretty easy name to remember, but WGN Radio, even that got shortened to the Swirsk.
On the Chicago Bears Radio Network, this is Chuck Swirsky reporting from our studios at WGN in Chicago.
And the Swirsk has left an indelible mark across Chicago sports and its sports teams. Here at WGN, Chuck was play-by-play announcer for DePaul University basketball. He worked with legends like Harry Carey, Wally Phillips, and Bob Collins.
But Collins was rough on Swirsk, wasn't he?
Send him out, make him do this, make him do that.
Especially on Groundhog's Day.
Every Groundhog's Day, Bob would send me out here right in front of the Showcase studio.
Yep.
I'd have to look for my shadow.
He produced and eventually co-hosted with a guy named Jack Brickhouse, the brand new nightly sports show that debuted on April 5th, 1992, WGN Sports Central. That went on to become Chicago's longest-running sports talk show. And of course, from that, Chuck moved on to become the epic voice of the Chicago Bulls.
Hi, Derrick Rose! Are you flat-out kidding me?
For his talent and his many years reminding us that sports is a central part of the Chicago conversation, we welcome the Swirsk, Chuck Swirsky, to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
Chuck Swirsky, ladies and gentlemen. Chuck, welcome to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. It is an honor to meet you, sir.
Thank you. And number one, my heart is full of gratitude and humility. I want to congratulate all the inductees today and all the previous inductees for this tremendous honor. So thank you very much to the committee as well.
There's a reason we put you first. We think you should do play-by-play for the rest of the ceremony this morning. Is that okay?
Well, you know what? Back in 94, John McDonough, who was the president of the Cubs at the time, I was filling in for Wayne Mesmer doing the public address, and I was actually doing the first ever Major League Baseball play-by-play for a public address announcer, and that lasted one day. So, moving right along there, but there you go.
Chuck, what makes this city, Chicago, the greatest sports city in America? What do you think does that?
I think it's the foundation, the fiber of the fan base, the passion of the fans, the history, and I think WGN Radio has a lot to do with it. Sure. I mean, dating back to not only the great Jack Brickhouse, who I consider the greatest sportscaster in the history of this city, by the way, but also whether it's football, basketball, baseball, hockey, there are so many luminaries. I think the fans absorbed and gravitated to that energy and excitement and passion, and I think it is a great, great world-class city with world-class fans.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first day at WGN Radio?
I do. Dan Fabian called in late 1981. Said he wanted to change maybe the direction a little bit of evening programming. He brought in myself, along with Eddie Schwartz, rest his soul.
God bless him.
Yes. And so Jack and I started Sports Central from 6:15 to 7 o'clock, April 4th, 1982. And Dan was very generous with his support, and he really gave me the keys to the car, and we did, I think, at that point in time where we were at a terrific job really invigorating some of the things we had at the station. This station was outstanding to begin with, so I want to thank him for an add-on for that.
Any favorite moments here from WGN? I'm sure there are many.
There are many, and I think back at the history of this radio station, walking in, sitting next to Wally Phillips, sitting next to Roy Leonard, sitting next to Bob Collins, sitting next to Milt Rosenberg, Jack Brickhouse, Harry Carey, Milo Hamilton, Vince Lloyd, Lou Boudreaux, our great news department. I mean, on and on and on. But I will say this in closing. It's the women and men, the employees of WGN Radio, that really make this radio station. You hear the on-air folks. Well, trust me when I say this. Every employee who has walked through those doors and also at Bradley Place, no matter what position or status or element of what they contributed, is just as important as all of us upstairs and in this stage right here. So I want to say thank you very, very much to all the employees over the generations of time that have helped make this radio station great.
That's so nice of you. So nice. The roster of talent you just mentioned is unparalleled, Chuck. If you wouldn't mind, a quick Harry Carey story, a quick Jack Brickhouse story. What can you tell us?
Well, one thing about Jack, Jack was always upbeat. And that's one thing I always appreciated about Jack. And sitting next to Jack on a nightly basis, the thing that really I so appreciated, he was more than just a sportscaster. Here's a man who literally anchored presidential debates, presidential opportunities for a sit-down with everyone from FDR to JFK.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was amazing to hear his stories. Regarding Harry, one thing about Harry loved the game of baseball. When he walked into that booth, he was Harry Carey, the fan, Harry Carey, the broadcaster, and he was an extension of the fan. And I will always appreciate that about Harry.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Chuck Swirsky. Welcome to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. All right, we are going to continue the festivities. We're going to take a quick break. If you're listening live, you still have time to come join us here on Pioneer Court. It's the WGN Radio Walk of Fame with Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder here on 720 WGN.
Honoring our legends, you're listening to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame induction ceremony, sponsored by our longtime friends, ChevyDriveChicago.com. Here's Bill and Wendy on 720 WGN.
So I suppose you heard that dial tone. Bill, are you already trying to order lunch?
Yeah, I was.
Wow.
Didn't work.
All right, let's hearken back to the golden days of radio with a voice as smooth as velvet. Pierre André's persuasive pitches for Ovaltine, sponsor of the radio serial Little Orphan Annie, sent the public into a frenzy to send away for the brand's specialty promo items. Pierre emceed everything from dance hall music broadcasts to Little Orphan Annie to one of radio's first programs before a live audience at WGN's 10th anniversary celebration. He was also there at our 40th anniversary in 1962.
And now, Pierre André. This is really and truly one of the great names of all time radio.
With a voice as rich as velvet, Pierre André was an announcer for over 30 years, from dance hall music broadcasts to hosting one of radio's very first programs before a live audience, the WGN's 10th anniversary celebration. Pierre was also Uncle Andy on the famous popular radio serial Little Orphan Annie.
Little chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's Little Orphan Annie.
He sang the show's theme song, and it was his persuasive pitches for sponsor Ovaltine that sent the public into a frenzy to send away for every prize and knick-knack he advertised.
Ovaltine? A crummy commercial?
In marketing from the era, WGN Radio once called him one of the outstanding commercial men in the industry. In 2018, we couldn't have said it better ourselves. Welcome Pierre André to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
Yeah. Here to represent Pierre André is former WGN Radio News Director Bob Manowith. How about a hand for Bob?
Hi, thank Bob. You very much.
Bob, thank you for being here, sir.
My pleasure. And I think Orion and I are the only two people left who actually worked with Pierre.
Yeah.
And it goes back a long time. And as Todd Manley said when he introduced the program, times are certainly different in radio than they were way back then. And it was an era when the writers, and I was a news writer, wrote, and the readers, the announcers, read. But Pierre had come to Chicago from Minneapolis-St. Paul, where he had worked at the St. Paul Pioneer Press. And if you... Sorry. See, I'm the only person on this stage who never really spent a lot of time on the air.
Sorry.
And if he caught anything in your copy that it was a little bit off, he'd tell you about it, but very, very kindly. May I tell you one story about Pierre that stays in my mind? The Ovaltine commercials. There was an era when various products that were sold through most of the country had different brand names west of the Rockies. So Pierre had to stay in the studio every night after the live broadcast of Little Orphan Annie. They'd play the recorded version for the West Coast for Mutual, and Pierre had to insert different commercials. Right under Campbell Hall was a place called Studio 6B. That's where the show originated. The studio also had a grand piano in it, and Pierre had time to kill, so he'd get an early edition of the Tribune and spread out the paper on the grand piano, wait for whatever time it was on the West Coast for the broadcast. And Pierre liked to tell this story to young people to warn you that if there's a microphone in the room, it might be live. He was just getting ready to do the commercial. The red light went on. One of the housemen came in with a broom and looked at Pierre and said, same old bleep tonight, right, Pierre? To the western leg of the Mutual Broadcasting System. It is a story that has stuck in my mind really for all of these years. Pierre was a true gentleman. He was very nice to young people, which I was at that time, very welcoming and very warm. And if I may, one note about leaving this building, I was still in the newsroom on Friday the 20th of January 1961 when we moved to Bradley Place. I produced and wrote the last radio newscast to come out of here and the last television newscast to come out of here. And apart from the engineers who had to dismantle everything that was left, I walked out of the newsroom being sure to lock the door behind me and said goodbye to Tribune Tower.
Yeah.
You're the one who hung the Gone Fishing sign up there?
something to that effect.
You think about multitasking. It sounds like Piandre was the original multitasker.
He was. In that era, the people who did shows also were staff announcers.
Yeah.
And they'd spend 4 hours in shift doing the hourly and later the half-hourly newscasts with whoever had a show on the air at the time, and then they'd switch over or vice versa and do their own show. And Pierre did a music show in the early afternoon before we started to go all talk here at WGN.
Was he proud of his days on Little Orphan Annie? Because I'd be thrilled with that.
I think he actually was. He was a very talented and gifted man, as was mentioned. He could sell a product like nobody. Now, in my own personal life, I had a chocolate allergy. I couldn't drink Ovaltine. I remember my mother writing a letter to them, and they sent me a decoder anyway.
You won by default. That's awesome.
And if I had kept it, it'd be worth $20,000.
Being a dog lover that I am, was Sandy a real dog in the studio, or were they sound effects?
That's as good as a Sandy as you ever got out of anybody.
Well, we're so happy you're here, Bob, and Pierre-André certainly deserves this. How about a hand for both Pierre-André?
Thank you.
Bob Manwith for representing him here today. Our next inductee, Mary Vandeveld, will soon be marking a milestone. This Labor Day, Mary's 21st year of anchoring traffic and helping listeners navigate their commutes. Well, yeah, please. Absolutely. While Mary is usually the one reporting accidents, back in the early 2000s, she was the victim of a hit and run, spinning out in a ditch. It caught the attention of journalist Carol Marine, who did an investigative series on drag racing on the Eisenhower, and then interviewed Mary for that. As a frequent blood donor, you may have even seen Mary on a billboard for Life Source on I-294 near O'Hare. That's Mary Vandeveld, everybody.
She is Mary Vandeveld. will update traffic and sometimes weather.
There can't be a Chicago conversation without talking about the fastest ways to get around Chicago. This year marks Mary Vandeveld's 21st year of anchoring traffic on WGN Radio.
Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Mary's in every weekday morning, reporting on the roads for the Steve Cochran and Bill and Wendy shows. But she's gone back and forth between morning and afternoon drive time, sharing the airwaves with Wally Phillips, Bob Collins, Spike Odell, Kathy and Judy, and of course, Dave Innit and Andrea Darlis.
Andrea and I have these meetings in the morning, which Dave refuses to go to because he's so busy. He's so busy all the time, but Andrea and I go in there and, you know, we're supposed to be working on the show. And yeah, what'd you do for dinner last night? Well, I don't know. I went over here and then Spike was in with his menu and what he cooked. And we leave going, well, what are we doing today on the show?
In addition, Mary has also done extensive voiceover work, been a champion for her favorite charities.
This is a podcast from 720 to go.
And it was Mary's voice, which was the very first one heard on a WGN podcast in 2005. For her smile, her energy, and steering us around trouble, we're proud to welcome Mary Vandeveld to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
It's Mary Vandeveld. Mary Vandeveld, congratulations on your induction into this Walk of Fame. Congrats. Very excited to have you. I didn't realize you had all these firsts.
I didn't either. I was like, what podcast? I don't remember that at all.
Anyone who can capture the attention of Carol Marine should be in this Walk of Fame.
Yeah, that was quite an experience back in the day before everybody was driving the Eisenhower for their, you know, drugs and all that in the morning. It's true. Heroin Highway, that's what they call it. But anyway.
Traffic reporting right now.
Yeah. This is the ins and outs. No, that was, I got in this accident and somebody came up from behind and they hit the back of my car and I whirled around and ended up in a ditch. And first person I called was Tom Peterson, good old Tom Peterson in the newsroom. Bless his heart, Tom. I wish he could be here today.
To say you were going to be late?
Yeah. I was panicking and I was like, Tom, oh my gosh, I'm in a ditch. What am I going to do? And he said, Mary, are you hurt? I go, I don't know. I guess not. So, you know, I was doing my Laura Petrie routine. And, Mom, Rob, Tom, help me. So Tom said, Mary, just get in the car. You're fine. Just get here. But I'm going to be late. I was very worried about being late. I think that was the only time I was late, actually, maybe once or twice. Yeah. Yeah, I did have to go. Oh, there was a drive-by shooting, and I had to get off the road another time. Yeah, this happens. So,
Mary, you've mentioned drugs and drive-by shootings. We're only a minute in.
This is what happens.
Yeah. What would the Mary of 21 years ago tell the Mary of today? Any advice?
Oh, wow. Oh, well.
That's really deep, Bill.
That is really very deep.
That's very deep.
I don't know. I probably would have done things, a little differently, but always be on time, which I think I was for traffic back then. There's a lot of different experiences I have back in the day, but, you know, just always don't burn any bridges. And I hope I didn't. And I did work my way up, back. I did a lot of news before I did traffic. And I have to say, mention my mom, give a shout out to my mom because she's here today, 93 years old, my mom, Harriet. And she pushed me back in the day to pursue my dream, which was radio. And I drove into a small town in northern Wisconsin, not knowing a soul, 8 hours away. To be a news director. My mom drove me all the way, and I think on the way home she was a little verklempt, and she thought, how can I leave you here? You don't know anybody. And I loved it. It was a great experience, and I met my husband Steve there, so I guess it all worked out very well. So, mm-hmm.
And you've done okay for yourself.
You know what? I just want to say, working this hour in the morning, obviously I've killed a lot of brain cells because I can't think right now. I'm forgetting so many people and everybody I want to thank. I want to thank my kids, of course, because they were there all the time for my brain cell losses and forgetting things. And having the shift, getting up at 3:30 in the morning, I was home by noon. I could go to their activities, and I just loved that. And that was the most important part of me, not really advancing my career that much. You know, I just wanted to be here at WGN. I loved it so much, and I want to thank them and my husband for getting me up and making sure my alarm was set every day.
Will you be napping in your car in the parking lot later on this afternoon?
Come on. honest to be, I do nap in my car.
Yeah.
Once in a while, and unfortunately, some people moved in next door that are home during the day. So when I look out the window, there I don't want them to see me napping. So,
Mary, whose show is on when you usually take your nap?
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, right. Bill and Wendy. Oh.
Bill, it's ours, you goof.
It's ours. Of course it's
and
ours.
And she's on it.
Mary, yeah. There's always a
love
lot of
milestones.
There's so many milestones you've celebrated on the air, and the relationship between listeners and on-air personalities is amazing. You just became a grandmother recently.
And the
crowd reacted to that. Everybody was so happy for you.
Yeah, my granddaughter Corey is here. She turned 1 year old this week. There's Corey.
Pass her around.
Do we have a plaque
so
for
cute.
Her?
I wish. She's adorable. She's sunshine, I tell you, every day. So, yeah, it's been 21 years, and my son, Will, is 21 years old.
Yep.
So he was with me pretty much the whole time.
Amazing.
Besides my two older kids. And I'm humbled to be a part of this radio station. They are my second family. Everybody here is always so much fun in the morning, especially now with the Cochran show. And just Spike's show was phenomenal, and being on with Wally and Bob and everybody in Orion. Love you, Orion. Mm. Thank you for everything and just always being there for me. And it's just, I just love you guys. And I'll be here tomorrow. No, I won't be
Mary
here tomorrow. I'll be here Monday.
She's coming in tomorrow.
I hope I'll be here
cares.
Monday.
You will be. Don't worry.
I think I'm the only one up here that will, so.
Congratulations to Mary Vandeveld.
Thank you, everybody.
I hope you'll stay here. If you're listening at home, we are going to take a quick break. We will be back to continue all the festivities. It's the WGN Radio Walk of Fame here on 720 WGN.
Honoring the talent who made us who we are, this is the WGN Radio Walk of Fame induction ceremony, brought to you by our friends at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Once again, here's Bill and Wendy on 720 WGN.
Are you enjoying this beautiful day? Because we have more. Next up is Roger Treemstra. Before Tom Skilling was a household name, everyone knew the likable, easygoing weatherman named Roger. From 1965 to 1998, Roger delivered more than 50 weather reports along with his trademark folksy humor.
Roger Treemstra, how are you tonight, Rog?
Very, very
Before
good.
Skilling was a household name, there was Roger Treemstra.
You know what? You belong to us. I don't care what they say over at TV. You will
they
always
can't
be.
Have you.
You will always be Radio Roger.
A native of South Holland, this meteorologist updated Chicagoans on the city's ever-changing weather patterns. Roger delivered weather reports and folksy humor each week from 1965 to 1998.
It just was a lot of fun. I had a lot of good times. Worked with some great people, Wally, Bob. You.
Okay, Roger, a favorite moment?
A favorite moment was every day when I could serve America.
Oh, geez.
Running parallel to his legendary forecasting career, Roger shared with us his passion for the environment and warned of the dangers of pollution, endeavoring to educate others on global warming and its effects. For helping to build WGN Radio's reputation for accurate Chicago forecasts, we welcome Roger Treemstra to the WGN Walk of Fame.
Congratulations, Roger Treemstra. I have to tell you, listening to the radio, sometimes you're half listening, but when the weather report comes on, boy, do people pay attention, Roger.
Does anybody have a freaking blanket?
Amen.
That Tom Skilling really should spend more time with weather than not all them dumb pictures.
Our next inductee, Roger, which did you prefer, television or radio?
To be very honest, radio was just a lot of fun. And television, I used to spend about 2 hours to be on the air, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And to get out. And for radio, I'd spend 3 minutes to be on the air for 4 hours. So it was a lot. And it just was a lot of fun, you know, and the feedback you get, and the hosts. I'm a Dutch guy, so I'm used to being beat up. And between Collins and Spike, the only guy who really treated me nice was Wally, because he thought I was very, very intelligent. He didn't really understand me. But the amazing thing today, you look here, the three best-looking guys who ever were on radio, not a freaking head of hair, and here we're all together. How did you manage to do that? And you know what? We're all freezing. Look at Source there. He's about... So anyway, I actually do not believe that I got paid for what I did. It was ridiculous. And it didn't pay me very much, I'll tell you that. But it was a good time. I had a lot of fun.
You know, now we can check our weather anywhere on our smartphones. How was it? You had no computers. How did you get your weather?
To be very honest, I spent 4 years with the Strategic Air Command in the Air Force. And I got into this business because my first job I ever did was at ABC with Alex Dreyer. And they had radar. There was no radar at that time. And it was so different. Today, anybody can be, all you need is a freaking computer, you can be on the air. I think they have a gal now on Channel 9 in the morning. She must be in eighth grade. She's a cute gal, but she doesn't know what she's talking about.
I think I'm going to go hang out at the Billy Goat with Roger after the ceremony today. We can have some fun over there.
Sam was my friend.
Roger, over the decades, you must have reported on countless weather events in Chicago. Is there one or two that will always be in your mind that you'll just never forget?
Well, the very first time I was on radio was a tornado downstate.
Yeah.
And the second time was the big one we had in Plainfield. And actually, I was putting warnings out before the Weather Bureau because we had a lot of good equipment at that time. But when I think of the personalities I met, it's hard to believe that people would get paid for just screwing around for 3-4 hours on the radio. It's just amazing. And so I didn't practice. I just went there. And the one thing I always remember is about the last week I was on the air. You know, you still have that button delay? It's a true story. I never cursed on the air in my life.
Until today.
No. But this was about a week before, and everybody, I had notified I was going to leave in about 6 months. So Spike was just beating the living crap out of me every day. So he gets all these people to call in and say what a miserable weather guy I was. So he got all three on the air at the same time, and they're just beating me up. So I said to him, why the F are you listening to me if I'm just terribly bad? Well, luckily, they hit the button. The whole station was up for grabs. They said, it's a good thing you're leaving because we'd be firing you.
Roger, do you speak at schools ever? Do you ever just...
I would go, and I would eat the flowers, or Harry would wear them on the air. Yeah, I did a lot of speaking at schools, mainly reform schools, and a lot of... Actually, to be very honest, I spent 17 years, this is a true story, teaching Bible at the county jail.
Did you?
I did. Yeah.
I think we just found our new weatherman for our show, Bill.
I know. Yeah, absolutely.
What if you want to know what the weather is, fine. If you want to see a lot of goofy pictures, gets going. Skilling is such a nice young man. But he ought to spend more time with the science instead of them dumb pictures of Lily Johns with a sunrise. Who the heck cares about a sunrise when it's 40 below zero?
What's tomorrow's weather forecast going to be? Can we put the blankets away?
I'll tell you what. If somebody has one here, I'll give you $10. By the way, there's a lady out there. Jerry, would you please stand up? I know you hate to do this. 65 years we've been married.
Oh. Wow. Yes.
Our family is 35, and we have one more great-grandchild. We have 12. We have one in the oven that's coming out in June. We've been married 65 years, and I want to tell you something. Never once did we talk divorce, murder a lot.
I hope your grandchildren and great-grandchildren have your sense of humor.
Well, a lot of them. In fact, you'll see two of my sons here if they stand up. I know. Come on, stand up, Carl. Well, I don't even know. And there's Dean. And look at the hairstyle. Hair is not important to us. It's what's inside the freaking head, not what's outside.
I found my new best friend
today.
He's the
best. Roger, you're the best.
Roger Treemstra, ladies and gentlemen.
Great.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh. Jerry, we're going to start a GoFundMe page for you before the evening is over. You're the best, Roger. You really are. We'll take a quick break and then meet our final inductee for the 2018 WGN Walk of Fame. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
This is the 2018 WGN Radio Walk of Fame induction ceremony, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Live from Tribune Tower downtown, here's Bill and Wendy on 720 WGN.
Well, what a day this has been. We have one. Yeah, applaud, please. Feel free. We have one more inductee we would like to talk to, but first, another word from our friend Roger Treemstra. Roger?
Hey, John. McDonough, look what I'm wearing. No more paying for any hockey tickets. And remember, the White Sox are now being broadcast by WGN. They finally listened to me. Thank you.
I am so on board with the White Sox. It's so nice to have the White Sox on this radio station. And speaking of sports, Bill.
Speaking of sports, Wendy, we know him as Cap. David Kaplan joined WGN Radio in 1995, and he would go on to spend 21 years at the station where he hosted Sports Central both solo and with former Chicago Bears great Tom Waddle. Cap racked up many achievements and firsts, including hosting the Cap and Haw Show, WGN Radio's first long-form TV simulcast.
We all called David Kaplan Cap. There was that one day.
Is that you, Mr. Cuban?
No, it's Mark, but yeah, it's me.
Are you sincere when you say you'll give him personally $100K to change his name to the name of your basketball team?
He's got to change his driver's license.
They got to legally become Dallas
Mavericks.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
For 1 year. Now, just think about that. On WGN?
It's a good buy. No, you know you're right. If you think about it, it would be a shrewd investment.
Cap came to WGN Radio in 1995 as a sports reporter and eventually joined a former Chicago Bear to co-host WGN's flagship sports talk program, Sports Central.
Live, for your listening and viewing pleasure, Dave Kaplan and Tom Waddle.
Together, they'd score the number one rated sports talk show. Just one of his many accomplishments at WGN. Cap has become one of the most prolific and influential sports voices in Chicago, but he never forgot where it started.
I love the radio station. I bleed WGN. I grew up in Chicago, in Skokie, and I remember getting ready for school every day, and I would get my Frosted Flakes. My brother and I would fight over the sports section, sit at the table, and Wally Phillips was on. So I understand the heritage of this place. I know what WGN means to this city.
In 2018, we're proud to welcome David Kaplan to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame.
David Kaplan, welcome to the WGN Radio Walk of Fame. It's ridiculous.
Thank you very much. I mean, I can't begin to tell you, for a kid that grew up in Skokie, my late father loved sports, and so we would listen to this station all the time. I distinctly remember being in the back of his Chevrolet. It was light blue, and the Cubs game was on. I went, man, I want to do what those guys do. And to be working at this radio station was an unbelievable blessing.
David, there were years where the Cubs were picked last place by everybody, anybody who knew about sports, but a talk with you, and you'd say the Cubs are going to win it this year. You just always had this faith, this belief. How do you do it?
Look, I grew up here, and when I was born, I picked the Cubs, and my brother Bruce picked the White Sox, and so we had this amazing rivalry growing up, and then we became vendors, and I was a vendor at Cubs, and at Sox, and at Bears, and at Bulls, and at Blackhawks, and we just had a great time with the whole thing, and so that was my team, and I said, someday, I'm going to live long enough to see that team win. Little did I know that when I was a vendor, I got fired by the Cubs. How funny is that? And like 10 years later, I was hosting their pregame show. So pretty funny how things work out.
That's a perfect story for you. You know that? It really is. I was going to say following Roger Treemstra would have been a very tough thing, but no, David Kaplan is here to follow
him. Let me just tell you, Roger is all White Sox, and so I would come down to that showcase studio every day, and all my goal was to just piss him off. And we would go at it over the two teams. Oh, it was, he's the greatest. I love that guy.
David, who, in the pantheon of Chicago sports, all the major teams, who's the one guy or girl that you just, it impresses you the most? Who in Chicago sports history do you just go, that's a complete player?
Well, it can't be anyone other than Michael Jordan. Yeah. I mean, he played hard, he practiced hard, he was a champion, he hit big shots. For me, it's not even close. LeBron's great. Yeah. Michael Jordan is the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
For some people who may not know this, tell us about your time in the fan van, please.
So 1997, the Cubs start 0-6. So I get this great idea, and I go down to Mary June Rose, who was our program director at the time. I said, Mary June, I got this great idea. Why don't you give me the WGN fan van? I'm going to drive it to Wrigley. I'm going to park it in the parking lot at the McDonald's that used to be there, and I'm going to sleep in the van till the Cubs win a game. They're playing, I think, like Colorado the next day, who was not very good. No problem. We'll win the next day. It's a great stunt. Well, 8 days later, they're 0-14, and I'm still in the van. And I knew I was in trouble when, like, at 0-9, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and the team had just gotten back. And I hear a knock on the fan van door. I figured it was just some random drunk. I open the door, and it's Jim Riggleman. He's our manager. And he says, dude, I don't know when you're getting out of here because we suck. And so I knew I had some days ahead of me, and we finally got out.
Dave, we played a clip of it, but I want your take on this. There was a time where you almost changed your name. Mark Cuban is involved. Tell that story if you wouldn't mind.
So Mark Silverman, who's here today, I was hosting with Tom Waddle, and shout out to Tommy, who's my great partner. But Sylvie is here, and Sylvie was our reporter. And so Sylvie got Mark Cuban to come on the radio with us. And we start talking, and somehow Mark Cuban says, hey, man, I'll give you $100,000 and another $100,000 to your favorite charity if you'll change your name legally to Dallas Maverick. And I'm thinking, wow, I'm going through a divorce. $100,000 would help me a lot. But then I thought, I just lost my father. He had just passed away. And I'm like, what would he be saying up there if I gave up the name that he gave me?
Yeah.
And so I turned it down, but it was an interesting moment in my career.
Would you have done it for 105?
maybe,
yeah.
And would you do it now? You're in a different place now. Would you do it?
Yeah, I'm happily married. There's my wife Mindy right there. I have 3 of my 4 kids here. My beautiful mom is here, and I have so many friends that I work with, that people that just mean so much to me, that they're here really means a lot. I can't begin. I don't want to miss anybody, so I won't say names, but it's just so great to have all of them here. So, no, I would not do it today.
And do you own a black or gray or navy blue suit?
Well, no, as I told Tom Waddle a long time ago, I just can't dress like a banker. It's just not me. It's not in my DNA.
David, I asked Chuck a similar question, but talk about the relationship between fans in Chicago and just the sports world, and you. I mean, what is it about this city that we just love our sports so much?
Well, I think we're an exceptionally provincial city. If you're from here, we support you through thick and thin. If you're not, you have to earn your place in this city.
Yeah.
And I grew up in this town. I'm going to die in this town. It's the greatest city for me in the world. I love our teams. I love all of our teams. I think our fans are the reason that sports in this town is so amazing. I think there's only 4 places that I can think of: New York, Boston, Philly, and Chicago.
Yeah.
The rest of them are all pretenders.
Yeah.
I mean, they may have good teams, but this is the real heart of the sports fan right here in Chicago.
Are the Cubs going to win it again?
Yeah, why not?
Are you kidding?
Roger.
Are you kidding?
The White Sox are rebuilding. We're going to do it.
Look, the Cubs have a very good team. It's very early in the season. I believe in Theo and Jed. There's a ton of talent there. Why can't they win? Why not us?
What were you doing when they won the World Series? What was your first reaction?
So I had tears in my eyes.
I believe it.
But I was on set for Kevin Cross, my boss right there from NBC Sports Chicago. Todd Hollinsworth and I are on the air. Todd played for the Cubs, and I used to tell him all the time, dude, you were a mercenary. You took our money. You don't know what it means to be a Chicago Cub. You played for eight teams. I would tell him that all the time. So now the Cubs have this 6-3 lead. It's the eighth inning, and I'm pacing back and forth outside the stadium in Cleveland. And he's like, would you relax? We've got this. I said, dude, you don't understand. We could be up 100-0 with two outs in the ninth, and they could find a way to F this whole thing up. It's the Cubs. And sure enough, I'm listening to the call on the radio because our TV on our set was on delay. And I'm hearing the radio call live off the side of the building when Rajay Davis hits the home run to tie the game. I hear it. He doesn't because he's at the other end of the set. And I turn him. I go, they just effing tied it. What do you think about that now, huh? And he was in shock. And he finally said, I now understand what it means to be a Chicago Cubs fan. And the good Lord smiled on us, and the Cubs finally won.
I think the good Lord is a Sox fan, but that's just me.
My brother would agree with you.
Congratulations. He's David Kaplan, the one, the only.
Thank you.
All right, what a great assembly of talent here. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap things up. And thanks to each and every one of you for being here today. A lovely day here on 720 WGN.
And so, no matter where we broadcast from and what building is home to us, WGN Radio is proud to be Chicago's very own for the past 94 years, and that will never change. We will keep you innovating, but we will continue to be your trusted source for local conversation and the stuff that matters most to you.
And the five individuals we have honored here today, let me run through their names one more time. Pierre Andre, David Kaplan, Chuck Swirsky, Roger Treemstra, and Mary Vandeveld. Those five wonderful people honored here today are just some of the trusted voices that you've come to trust and you've heard over the years. They now join 38 other men and women who make up our distinguished WGN Radio Walk of Fame. Congratulations again to our inductees and their families. And thank you for listening and tuning in to WGN Radio. No matter how you listen to us, we just hope you continue listening to us. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Another round of applause for today's inductees.
Thanks for being here, everybody. Greatly appreciated.
And we are going to wrap up things out here. Bill and I are going to sneak over into the Allstate Showcase studio. We're going to wrap up our little broadcast today with, I believe, Steve Cochran, Ro Khan, Anna DeVlantes. Will you be there?
Yeah.
All right.
Roger, you're in?
Roger, come by.
We need you, Roger. Yes. Roger's in. I'm in. Thanks again, everybody. This was magnificent. We appreciate it greatly.